Sun Lines About Maqsood Hasni by Professor Niamat Ali Murtaza Govd, Islamia College, Kasar, Pakistan. Maqsood Hasni was born in 1951 at Islampura Tehsil and DISTD, Kasar. His father, Syed Ghulam Hazur Shah, was a Punjabi Sufi poet. He got his early education from his father. He got his master degrees in Urdu, political science, economics and history from the Punjab University. He passed his MPhil Urdu from Allama Iqbal Open University. He got his doctorate in linguistics from USA. Along with this bright academic career, he has a very long and vast career as a journalist. Hundreds of his essays have been published in various journals and newspapers. As a poet, short story writer, humorist, linguistic critic, researcher, Ghalib expert, Iqbal expert, he wrote 19 books. He tested his mettle in poetry in different languages and dialects: Urdu, English, Punjabi, Goyri, Pathuhari, etc. He has a long, bright career as an educationist comprising 23 years. Researchers and critics' views of Maqsood Hasni. Maqsood Hasni is counted among those researchers, creative artists and critics who have the trend of breaking traditions with logic and reasoning. His voyage of researches and criticism has been passing through evolution for the last two decades, and it involves the changing circumstance and contemporary demands. The angles of his researches and critical thought have been extending. In view of it, not only awareness is gained about the factors and the traditions of research and criticism that has developed in the subcontinent, but help is also obtained in understanding the new models of international researches and criticism along with the modern thought. He has shattered the idols of tradition worshipping and has adopted the trend of evaluating the literary pieces with new references and from different angles, which has blessed the literary pieces with respectable status. The attitudes and facts with which Maqsood Hasni is linked with respect to his research and critical references are directly related with social and cultural values. His research and critical approach seem the real reflection of human life, no part or aspect of which is meaningless or absurd. Differences can be made with reference to his research and critical work, but the importance and utility of the basis and aspects with reference to which he has worked in the field of research and criticism cannot be denied. He left behind the presumption and commenced his voyage of research keeping in view life and the alive facts. He has falsified the unreal and conceptual aspects, ideas and thoughts. He has presented logical and strong arguments in this regard that cannot be ignored. We cannot keep our eyes off the scenario of modern ideas in which he has evaluated the masterpieces of international rights. In this regard, he has been criticized again and again. But he never compromised on principles, and this very fact has blessed his research and critical work with newness and recognition. As a creative writer, he has tested his mettle in different genres, which, along with others, includes short story writing and poetry especially. His work in these two types needs no introduction. As a poet and short story writer, he has made the suffering of man the subject of his writing and tried to show the different shades and angles with reference to class distinction. His story writing and poetry are linked with uncountable directions and aspects of human sense and social and cultural life. His study as a creative writer makes the reader conscious of such a literature as carry the surging emotions of love and peace in his heart. He wants to see the world as beautiful as it can be. Therefore, he looks like a voyager of dreamland who laughs at the deficiencies and inequalities of men, keeping in mind the romantic concepts. These things seem opposite to each other, but the fact is the same. Along with fantasies, he is attached with the miseries.